huh? This mosh. Welcome to the city of gods. Pop was the king of New York. Now I'm in charge. Only the drillers, the city is ours. Find out the odds when you pick them apart. I give them my time, so I give them my heart. If the city love me, then they're really a star.
Okay. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to episode 217 of Electrified. I'm your host, Eric Lyons. Ladies and gentlemen, happy Wednesday. It's hump day. We halfway through the week. It's almost Friday. Listen, if you've been having a rough week, I hope I can make it a little better for you. You know what I mean? I hope today you can turn your week around and finish it off strong. But listen, I get it, man. I do. You know what I mean? Every week it's going to be a great one. Even though we can put out as much positive energy and bring as much positive attitude to our work day, to our school day, wherever we are, it ain't always going to come back to us. So what we got to do is keep pushing. All right? Got to keep pushing. But, ladies and gentlemen, NFL Week 1 is in the books. It's wrapped up. We're going to put a bow on it. All right, I'm going to send it off, and then we're going to move on to week two on Saturday on episode 218. But a lot happened in week one between when we last spoke on Saturday to now with the Sunday game, the Sunday slate, and then what happened last night on Monday Night Football. Lots to talk about, a couple questions I want to ask, and so we're gonna move through it, and we're going to recap week one, and I'll get you guys out of here. Obviously, you know where we have to start, man. I didn't have the words last night. Like, it was just so unbelievable. It was unbelievable. And that's why this episode is called The Worst Case. Because what happened last night was literally the worst case scenario for the New York Jets and Aaron Rodgers. I mean, there was so much hype surrounding Aaron Rodgers and this Jets football team, and rightfully so. They have so much talent on offense, a really stout, talented defense, a great coaching staff, and then you bring in Aaron Rodgers, multi-time MVP, first ballot Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champion, and you bring him to your city, your system, your team, your organization. He fits in so nice. He's there all offseason. He brings in a couple of guys from Green Bay. They mix in well with the guys you have in New York. You bring in Dalvin Cook. Breece Hall is back, by the way, all the way back. Guys are on Hard Knocks. Like, this offseason, since Aaron Rodgers has been, you know, traded and dealt to the New York Jets, this whole offseason really has been about them. It's 9/11. You know, we've been honoring 9/11 the last couple of days, especially in MetLife. It's a big fight. It's a big fight feel. Like, the atmosphere, I wasn't even there. But seeing it on TV and seeing it, you know, on social media, the atmosphere in MetLife last night was, on Monday night, was insane. Like, I joked. I'm like, fam, he had a WrestleMania entrance. But that's what it looked like. It looked like WrestleMania on Monday night. It looked like WrestleMania. And it's like, you know, we usually don't see those type of intros. We don't get the field, the team intros and player intros. But even at the Super Bowl, I haven't seen pageantry like that, man. I haven't. That was insane, bro. You got the team and all these people lined up. You got the cameras backstage. You're in the tunnel with Aaron Rodgers. He has the American flag. You got the spotlight on him. The stadium is dark. There's green lights everywhere. A spotlight on Aaron. He's running, carrying the flag out. Hands the flag over. Him and Sauce do their handshake. Everybody's getting hyped. And then, as all this is going on, you're checking your phone, you're looking at social media, you're seeing all the celebrities that are there. My girl Sexy Red was in the building. Justin Timberlake, Meth, M-E-T-H-O-D, man. Everybody was there to see the Jets. I told my mom, I said, fam, it looked like a Lakers game. Like, I've never seen that many celebrities at a Jets game before. Hell, I don't even think I've seen that many celebrities at a regular season football game before. It was a Super Bowl, WrestleMania type of atmosphere. Main event in Vegas, big fight feel. Then after the intro, then we get another promo package, hyping this game up even more. Kickoff comes, the Jets hit the field. And immediately I'm concerned. Before the injury, I'm concerned. Their passing block, their pass blocking when he was out there, it was dismal. It was not good. It was not good at all. And that was one of my concerns going into the season. It's like, fam, I wasn't trying to hate or put a damper on anybody's parade, but I'm looking at this Jets team. I know what they have. I know what they brought in, but it's like, fam, you can have everything in the world. You can have a $275 million quarterback. But if he ain't got no old line, who is he? Yeah, we're going to get to that too. But it does not matter who you have under center. If that line cannot protect him, it does not matter. And immediately I was already concerned for, you know, Aaron Rodgers and how easily the Bills were getting back there to him. Then the play happens. I'm looking at him. I saw him limp. The camera went off on him for like a split second, but I saw that limp, and I already knew, fam, he's not right. He stood there, sat down. I'm like, I see the replay. I said, oh, that's got to be an Achilles. The way the calf looked, and it was like he looked stuck in the mud type of. I said, that's got to be an Achilles injury, man. You know, they take him. He can't walk off the field on his own power. He's in a blue tent. They bring out the cart. It's like, fam. Then you're checking your phone, and then you see he's in a walking boot. And I already knew, even with the x-rays, it's like, man, they knew. Just because the x-ray is negative, that doesn't mean anything for this type of situation. You got to see the MRI. But I feel like the team knew on Monday night. They knew. You could see Coach Saddle's face as it was unfolding. You knew he knew something. It was bad, man. It was bad. And he kept it 100. You know, he said it wasn't good. It didn't look good. You know. From a personal standpoint, I hurt for Rodgers. I hurt for him because I know what it took to get here. Because it's like when you listen to him talk, and when anybody in that sport, I could be wrong here. I mean, you look at Brady, who knows? But I think when you start talking about retirement and saying it out loud, you have one foot out the door already. And I think that I don't think that Aaron was satisfied with the way he went out in Green Bay. But I think if that's how he went out, he would have been okay. He has the MVPs. He has the accolades. He has the ring. What more can you want from him? I mean, I know he wanted more championships. Deserved more championships. Just didn't. You know, the dice didn't roll his way. It didn't happen. But I don't know, man. I don't know. I just feel bad for this guy because I know how hard it was to mentally say, all right, I'm going to come play football. And not only am I coming to play football, I want to play for a different team. I want to go to a different city. You get yourself through that. You get through camp. OTA preseason comes and goes, and now it's time. You can't even play a whole quarter. And this isn't something you just get up and come back from. He completely tore his Achilles. And at his age, that's hard to recover from. Mentally and physically. Because now, not only are you rehabbing that, you got to rehab and get yourself back in football shape and then hope that you're ready for next season. I just don't know if Aaron Rodgers wants to do that at this point. I mean, the other day he was talking about Brady and playing until 45, but your body, man, you got to put your body first. And I don't know if, from what I saw last night, I don't know, man. I don't know. Hate it for him. And I listen. I know people are gonna make jokes. I didn't think. It was no joke that I could make because it was so shocking to me. And as a Packers fan, I didn't wish no ill will on that man, bro. I don't wish injury on nobody. First of all, I didn't care what happened to the Jets. You know what I mean? I didn't care. I wasn't about to be like, oh yeah, I'm rooting for Aaron Rodgers. Nah, I wasn't going to do all that. But I didn't want to see nothing bad happen to the man. So I didn't understand the bitter Packers fans like celebrating this. It was nothing to celebrate. And from a football standpoint, fam, we're not getting a first round pick, so can't really celebrate. You know, I was never praying on that man's downfall. I will say that I can admit. But yeah, I didn't understand. I mean, you know what I mean? People are going to make their jokes, but I don't know, bro. I didn't think it was funny. I didn't think it was funny. I thought it was messed up. But now, I fell asleep Monday night. I missed the entire game. I think I made it through a little bit of the third quarter, and then I was knocked out. I was tired Monday. And on top of that, the game just was so dry at first, but apparently it got really live when I fell asleep. We'll talk about the game later because I want to know what the hell Josh Allen's out there doing. But now you look at the Jets. All right, they won Monday night. Zach Wilson came in there and did a job. But, we know that offense, the defense played very well. Running backs played very well. Breece Hall looked like a freak out there. But Zach Wilson, he made some good decisions with the ball. That catch Garrett Wilson made was insane, by the way. Insane. But Coach already came out and said Zach's going to be their starter for the rest of the year. He's committing to Zach. Okay, you can say that, but I need you to believe that. I don't think that the Jets should go out and bring in a Carson Wentz or anybody else. There's no need to bring in another veteran in the locker room. There's no need to go out and find another quarterback. Your plan was Aaron Rodgers. That was your plan. In that plan was Zach Wilson sitting behind Aaron Rodgers, taking some time, and eventually being your guy. Well, plan A went out the window, but plan B, it's time. Your succession is happening now. It's happening now, unfortunately. You have to put your faith in Zach. You drafted this guy. He was not ready. I don't know how much time he spent behind Rodgers just this offseason. But whatever he learned, he got a crash course. It's time to put that in action. There's no need to go out and try to find anybody in free agency. Fam, go with what you have. This guy has, he knows the system. He knows the team. All he has to do is find some confidence in himself, and he can move. He can run. He's athletic. I don't have a problem with Zach Wilson. Listen, I know he's had struggles. He's young. Team just has to rally around him. This was not the plan. This you guys know this was not the plan. But you gotta run with it. I just don't think that this team will benefit from somebody on the outside just coming in and trying to take over. I just don't see that. I don't think you can just plug anybody in here right now. I think that in this moment, right now, heading into week two, you roll with Zach. I don't know how the season's going to play out for the Jets, But I do know that they have enough. They have enough. This defense is really good. Their backfield is really good. You got to run the ball. You have to run the ball. You got to put the ball in Breece and Dalvin's hands and then, you know, roll off of that. That's all you got to do, man. Zach Wilson just has to take care of the ball. At the end of the day, that's what you have to do. Just take care of the football. Do not turn the ball over. And that's it, man. Make good decisions. I mean, it's easier said than done. You know, I'm talking like I'm an NFL quarterback, and I'm just saying, man. That's really, you just have to do a job. Do your job. That's it. You don't have to be Aaron Rodgers. You have to be Zach Wilson, but a better version of Zach Wilson. You get what I'm saying? I just think that you can't bring somebody else in and try to start them over him, but this is going to kill his confidence. If he's not ready now, he'll never be ready. Simple as that. That's the point I'm trying to get to. If he's not ready this year, if he's not ready now, he'll never be ready. So now is the make or break. Right now you'll see what do we have in this guy. In the face of adversity, when he was not supposed to be starting this year, what will he do? Is it going to rise to the occasion or is it going to fold under pressure? Which one will it be? And then you can say, okay, we tried. We did try. Did it work? We don't know. Right? So at least this season, you can get your answer, your final answer on who is Zach Wilson. What can Zach Wilson do for us? You know, I think that this is the season to do it. I don't think you pull the plug on him. You can't. You can't do that. So, yeah, man, let's go Zach. I don't know what to expect. I don't. I really had intent. And then just look at how many primetime game matchups that the Jets had off the strength of Rodgers. And this team being good, it's crazy. Look at week four, fam. I talked about this for years. For years, I've talked about this, and a couple years ago, I called Rich Eisen. I called him into the Rich Eisen show, and I told him that for whatever reason, the football guys just do not want us to see Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers play each other. I mean, you go back, first time it's supposed to happen in regular season, Pat's hurt. Second time it's supposed to happen in regular season, Rodgers has COVID. Then this year, it's scheduled for week four. They got it early. I told Rich, you got to stop scheduling so late. Got it early this year, and now we're not getting it. Missed out on a couple Super Bowls we could have had against with them Packers and Chiefs. 19, 20. Didn't happen, man. I don't know. And that's a matchup. That's like a dream match. Because they have a similar style of play. I just really wanted to see them go at each other, man. I did. Hate that we won't get that. I hate it, bro. It sucks. I don't know why. We can't have nice things. I just don't get it. I don't get it. And I feel bad for the Jets fans, bro. They were sick Monday night. I'm glad they won. I'm glad they ended up winning that game because the energy, the life was literally sucked out of that building, bro. Like, you could feel it. The tone, it changed. And not in a good way. You know, I felt bad, man. I did. I've been there before. I remember when he got hurt when we played the Vikings. And it's just like, I turned it off. I think I went to sleep. I said, oh, no. I'll never forget that. I turned the game off and just went to sleep. I was depressed. Depression. Hated it. Hated that. And it sucks because last year, you know, he had the broken thumb. He's been dealing with a calf. And this year, you know, he felt like he was back to being fully healthy. And we're going to get an opportunity to see, okay, what was last year a fluke? And then you can't even get a full drive out of the man. You hate to see it, bro. And also backtracking on the next steps for them and, you know, them talking about a veteran quarterback. I hope you guys are joking about Tom Brady. Because if that last game he played wasn't proof enough that it's over. Please go watch him run up the field at Gillette, fam. It's over, bro. That man is old. He's a family man. Let him go be a family man, bro. He will die behind that offensive line with the Jets. We don't need to see that. Call Tom Brady. Call him for what? What the hell is Tom going to get out there and do? Seriously, somebody tell me. At his Jurassic age, what the hell is Tom going to get out there and do? Please don't piss me off. Anyway, you know what does piss me off? Turf. Turf has become another discussion. Another hot. We bring this up every season, I feel like. I have been talking about getting rid of turf since 2015 when Electrified was a TV show on the Baltimore County Public Schools Network, Channel 73 on Comcast. In the studio at Dundalk High School, where I resided. I've been trying to get rid of turf. Been trying to get rid of turf. I didn't, when I played football and we played on turf fields, when I played in rec, I hated the turf. I hated the beads. I hated turf. I love natural grass. That's what football is meant to be played on. Now, a lot of things played into Rodgers getting hurt last night, but turf definitely was a part of it, fam. Especially in MetLife. Here's what the issue was to me. You had a game Sunday night. It rained Sunday night. Then you have a less than 24-hour turnover to the next game. I don't know what they did to prepare and recover and get the, you know, turn the field around before the next game. But I don't think that game should have been played at MetLife on Monday night. I don't. That game could have easily been in Buffalo. Easily. But that's not the story that they wanted to tell. They wanted the home game, man. They wanted the kickoff to be, it's not 11, but granted, the real New York team is the Bills, but I understand. But it was 9/11. You across the bridge. I get it. You know, I understand that. It's a big night. It's a big game. It's a big stage. It's Monday Night Football. But two back-to-back, that's a lot, man. That's a lot for that stadium, for that field. That's a lot. With the conditions and everything, that's a lot, man. I don't know. I just don't think that was the smartest thing to do. I don't. And we've seen non-contact injuries happen on turf. And they can try to paint it to where, oh, there's no real statistics. Well, David Bakhtiari, Packers left tackle. He was pissed. Because, you know, Aaron, that's his guy. And he's going to ride for his guy. And I respect the hell out of that. He went on Rich Eisen's show today. We're going to talk about that. I'll play the clip. I'll play the clip. But here's what he tweeted last night. What the F? What the F? That injury is turf related. Can we put it into this SHIT already? He says, congrats at NFL. How many more players have to get hurt on artificial turf? You care more about soccer players than us. You plan to remove all artificial turf for the World Cup coming up, so clearly it's feasible. I'm sick of this. Do better. He then sent out a quote of this tweet with a link directly to the NFLPA. Let's take a look at that. Why the NFL's approach to field surfaces is uneven. Author J.C. Treader. Topic, President. Okay. This is from the 23rd of... this is from the 19th of 2023. April 19, 2023. For more than a decade, players have been speaking out about their strong preference to work on natural grass over synthetic playing surfaces. Players have shared stories about how their bodies feel after playing on turf compared to grass, and the injury data for nearly a decade supports those anecdotes. However, in early November of last year, there was a large media offensive by the NFL to push back against the historical data and players' experiences. The following slide was distributed to the NFL media, and NFL staff and owners were aggressive in their claims that the fight over which is safer, grass or turf, was no longer an issue. At the time, on a conference call with media members, the NFL's Jim Miller stated that the questions have changed, referencing questions about which field surface is safer, grass or turf. We as a union believe that knowledge is power, and I wanted to take time to share an additional injury data that can help give a broader view of the often discussed issue. Here's what the injury data has looked like over the past decade. Using a zoomed out version of the graphic that was shared with ESPN last year. What the graph shows is that for 6 consecutive years, injury rates on synthetic surfaces were far higher than on natural surfaces. Moreover, a study was conducted and published in the American Journal of Sports Medicine by the NFL's leading data scientists and several NFL team physicians. This study confirmed that the elevated injury rates on turf when compared to grass from 2012-2018. So, for 9 years, it was clear that grass fields were safer than turf. Then, in 2021, the rates became the closest they have ever been, but our union believed this was an anomaly. The NFL took the position that the injury data from a single year would be definitive enough to publicly declare that our safety concerns about artificial surfaces were over. Well, the latest injury data is now available, and suspiciously, the NFL did not set up a media call about it. Why? Take a look for yourself. In short, last year, the gap, much like the NFL's credibility with players on this issue, was as wide as it's ever been, proving that, as the NFLPA suspected, 2021 was in fact an outlier. Now, 10 of previous 11 years show the exact same thing. Grass is significantly safer than turf. I would like to know what Jerry Jones thinks of this new information, given that he, too, in November of 2022 said, and it's not because we have the surface that we have. Our league stats don't see issues with the type of surface that we have as opposed to natural grass. We don't see issues. No facts bear that out. The credibility the league has with the players on health and safety issues is virtually non-existent. Instead of following the long-term data, which is clear on this issue, listening to players, and making the game safer, the NFL used an outlier year to engage in a PR campaign to convince everyone that the problem doesn't actually exist. For example, the Tennessee Titans recently announced that they will be changing from a grass field to turf, citing that they believe that the change will make the field safer. We currently have a single test for all field surfaces called the Clegg test, which simply measures the field's hardness. While we are working diligently and collaboratively with the NFL's engineering experts to devise more advanced ways to measure. Listen, you guys get it. We know it, bro. The data is there. The owners are trying to, I don't know if it's cheaper, which it probably is, than to keep up with natural grass. But you can't, especially in NFLPA, y'all can't come out and say, oh, we care about player safety. We care about player safety. The player safety is our number one concern. You're full of SHIT. You're lying. You're lying. You're lying. Because if we were talking about TV ratings, if for years the NFL's ratings were down and then all of a sudden they were up, and then the next year, they were right back down again. Y'all wouldn't go on a parade and say, oh, the NFL is doing great when for the last 10 years you haven't been. Or vice versa. If the numbers were up and then 1 year they were down, y'all wouldn't go parading around that down year like, oh my God, the NFL sucks. How can you use 1 year of data that does not correlate with anything that we've seen and say, oh yeah, there it is, we got it. And then the very next year, it goes right back to what it was, which is clear, turf is horrible, bro. It's horrible for your knees, it's horrible for your ligaments. It's just not natural. Because if you really break down what turf is, and what the surface, it's concrete. They're playing on concrete and carpet with black beads in there. That's really all it is, bro. It's not safe. It's not safe. It's if you want to get down to, it's an unsafe working environment. It is. It's hard to cut. And when you paint over it, it gets slippery. It's bad, bro. It's bad. Look, think about how many times you've seen a guy on the field just running and go down. Oh, the turf monster got him. Yo, the turf monster's real. We talk about this. We've talked about this before. It's a real thing. And these owners have all this money in the world to go out and build new concessions. Oh, we're going to build a whole town within a town. We're going to build... Fam, Jerry Jones has a whole mini stadium where high school games happen. But y'all can't keep up with natural grass. You're liars. You have the money. Y'all have the money, man. I don't get it. I don't get it. And then not only are you hurting yourself and your team, but you're hurting the fans. God forbid, knock on wood, one of your stars go down with a non-contact injury on turf. Now people aren't buying tickets to your games. Now your ticket sales are going down. Now we're not watching your games. Now your team's ratings are going down. Now you're losing revenue because you won't do the right thing because your star player just got hurt, tore his ACL, or ruptured his Achilles on the damn turf. Because y'all just can't foot the bill of natural grass. It's crazy, man. Y'all got to get rid of it, bro. Just stop playing football on artificial turf. That's not the way the game was meant to be played, bro. It's not at all. It's dangerous. It's an issue. It's an issue. It's not good, man. It's not good for your knees. It's not good for your body. It's not good for your legs. If these guys are coming out and telling y'all this every year, how are y'all ignoring this? How are y'all saying, oh, no, y'all all right? You know what? Because y'all asses ain't on the field. Y'all not. Coaches not on the field. Y'all not playing on it. Half of these GMs, owners, ain't never played football. Or if they did, especially these owners, it was probably played on goddamn dirt some damn where. The game has changed. It's more physical. It's bigger, faster, stronger. Fam, just play on grass, bro. Just play on grass. It's bad. I don't get it. How can you get so many complaints on this and just ignore it? Insane, bro. Insane. Get rid of the turf, bro. The proof is there. The stats are there. The league is so analytic. You know, we talk about analytics. Well, let's talk about these analytics. I mean, I don't know. We've seen graphs. We've seen charts. The data's there. It says each year it gets worse. The turf-related injuries, non-contact injuries, are happening on turf. And it gets worse every year. So now that one of your premier quarterbacks has gone down, and we're all looking at the turf right now, maybe that'll change it. Maybe this is what it'll take for the league to wake the hell up and understand, okay, maybe we shouldn't be playing on turf. Because, you know, when you watch your running backs beat their knees to hell, it doesn't really matter. But, oh my God, a quarterback? Oh, we got to fix this. Maybe it'll wake them up. And it happened on national television on Monday Night Game, the most watched Monday Night Game ever. Yeah, maybe this will wake them up. Because if I was the players, if I were in the NFLPA, like in the union or whatever the hell they got going on over there, get behind David Bakhtiari. Stand on that, bro. Fight this. Y'all need to use your platform, use your social media, do whatever you got to go to the podium, talk about this every week. Get rid of turf. Make shirts. No more turf. Please. Get rid of it. It sucks. It sucks. I remember when I was a kid, I was so pumped. I was probably like 12 the first time I played on turf. I was so excited. I was like, oh my God, we playing on turf. It looks so pretty. Ooh, we got to the field. It rained. It was raining that night. It rained. It wasn't a hard rain, but it was the field was wet. Man, I got on out on the field. I said, what the hell? Got turf beads all in my, all in places I don't even think they belong. Slipping and sliding. I said, what? This ain't right. Can't dig into the ground. I said, coach, this don't feel right out here, coach. I'm not making this up. Like, I've seen a teammate of mine, like a buddy of mine I know, I watched him tear his knee up on turf. Like, this is real, bro. I've seen it in real life. It's not good. And if I'm noticing this as a kid, what the hell do you think the pros are? They know more than me. Come on, man. Come on. It's bad. It's bad. Now, another theory, not necessarily about the Rodgers injury, but injuries in general. Not even just injuries, but just the play. We look at this past weekend, especially the 1 o'clock window on Sunday. I'm watching the games, and the common theme, I kept hitting the group messages. I said, the Bengals and Bills are having a mid-off. Damn, the Ravens and the Texans are having a mid-off. Jesus, man, the Titans and Saints are having a mid-off right now. Oh my God, the Bucks and Vikings are having a battle of the mid. Okay, the Jags and Colts, they kind of, they playing. Okay, Falcons, Panthers, all right. Then you get to the 4 o'clock window and you have a freaking battle between the Chargers and the Dolphins. The Packers and Bears was competitive, but until the Packers had to show y'all ain't nothing changed. Ain't a damn thing changed. We still own you, but we're going to get to that later. But I'm looking around the league. The quarterback play sucked. Sucked. Now, I don't know. Ryan Tannehill, he might be on his own. I don't know if I can group him in with the rest as far as what I'm trying to get around to. But he sucked. And then I'm watching Joe Burrow. And before the game started, they tried to be like, oh, yeah, well you know, he struggles against the Browns. He's wanting something. I ain't trying to hear that. They just gave that man $275 million. He better figure out a way to beat the goddamn Browns. Not trying to hear that. $275 million. And y'all talking about, oh, well, he never does good against the Browns. Well, he better figure it the hell out. I got 275 million reasons why he needs to figure that the hell out. God damn it. Joe Burrow looked like trash. Deshaun ain't look too great either. Lamar, he ain't look good. He was struggling. Who else did I see? Derek, my brother in Christ, Derek Carr, he didn't look too great. It was just underwhelming quarterback play. And not only was it underwhelming quarterback play, there were a couple teams that just showed up. And maybe I shouldn't have came. Like the Steelers. The Steelers got bullied. The 49ers have a lot of bangers on their defense, fam. Fred Warner, I would not want to get hit by any of these people in the league. But if I was if I had to go out and play a game of football, and you know, I was like, if I won a raffle or something, and they were like, yeah, your prize, you get to play a snap NFL football. I'm like, oh yeah, get to go. Maybe I'll score a touchdown. They told me that game was against the 49ers, I would literally go injure myself and say, oh, no, I can't do it. I'm not getting on the field against that. That defense, fam, they were hitting. They weren't hitting. They were hitting. Like, it was nasty out there. Just doing whatever the hell they wanted. Brandon Ayuk just was doing whatever the hell he wanted over the Steelers defense. It was nasty. And if you thought that was bad, wait till you get to the Sunday night game when you get the Cowboys and the Giants. And I've been telling y'all this for years. I don't know why the hell they keep trying to force this on us. We don't care about the NFC East, but we damn sure don't care about the Cowboys and Giants. And every year we start off with them on Sunday night. I feel like I don't care about the Giants. They suck. Daniel Jones sucks. And they gave that man how many millions? And how much they give Saquon? They suck. They go up against the Cowboys. And the goddamn Cowboys defense, they were just out there, fam. It looked like goddamn Michigan versus your local community college. Like, that's how bad it looked like. It looked like one of those games where one of the small schools pays a bunch of money to play a big school just to be on TV and get their asses whooped. That's what that looked like. I ain't never, in the NFL, that should not happen. I ain't never seen a team get 40-pieced and shut out simultaneously. You got to pick a struggle. Either you're going to get your ass whooped or you're going to get your ass beat. You can't get your ass beat and get your ass whooped. The Giants got their ass beat and they got their asses whooped. It was ugly. And why they kept Daniel Jones in for so long, I don't know. It's like, are you trying to get him hurt? I don't know. Like, you got to protect your asset at that point. If that's your franchise quarterback, why is he in the game? Fam, y'all not coming back. Put the sticks down. Daniel Jones should not have been in the game past the end of the third. He should not have seen the fourth quarter. Hell, I would have took him out halfway through the third. Come on, have a seat, fam. It's over. We're going to save it for next week. Because what the hell? And then I didn't understand why the Cowboys starters were still out there. I said, Dak's still throwing the ball. Fam, it's over. Let's get out of here. Now, my only positive that came out of that for me, I had the Cowboys defense starting. So they put up 35 big ones, and I won my fantasy game. And I'm 1-0. We're just getting back, just picking up where we left off. Ain't, you know what I mean? Ain't nothing but a thing. But all in all, it was an ugly Sunday. You know, it was an ugly Sunday. It was a lot of games and a lot of miscommunication, drop balls, a lot of drops. Guys just looking like they didn't belong. And Monday night, we can't bury the lead. Listen, I know the Rodgers injury is huge and that's big news. But what the hell was Josh Allen out there doing? What the hell was he doing? I don't know. All I'm saying is I watched that man try to dive, not hurdle, dive over two people. And he was nowhere near the yard marker. I don't know what that was about. Now, I say all this to say, do you think that maybe starters should play a little bit more in the preseason? I'm not saying you have to play every snap. But fam, you have to get out there. Listen, they shortened the preseason for y'all. At least they did that. Get out there. Please. Because you look around, like Jordan Love played a lot in preseason. He looked like he was fine out there. I just think that in a sport like boxing, you don't just hit the heavy bag. You don't just hit the peanut bag. You don't just go run. You don't just go exercise. You have to spar. You're going to spar in training camp. Those sparring sessions, they get physical. Yeah, you got headgear on. But those sparring sessions, they get physical. You have to have some type of live action, some live simulation on what is going to happen to your body when you go live on Sundays, Mondays, and Thursdays. A joint practice ain't going to get that done. A walkthrough ain't going to get that done. A practice with shells ain't going to get that done. We need full tilt boogie. And the only way that you can simulate that and let your body get used to that type of physicality again after it hasn't had it for months and put that strife and weight on your body, you have to have live action. You got to play in the preseason. And listen, I get the risk thing. I understand that. Oh, yeah, you know, you don't want guys to get hurt. But, okay, Aaron Rodgers played in the last game of the preseason. And then he got hurt in the first game of the regular season. The point I'm trying to make is you can get hurt anywhere at any time. You can get hurt at practice. You can get hurt through a walkthrough. Fam, you can get hurt walking your dog. You can get hurt walking down the steps. You can get hurt working out. You can get hurt on the weight bench. There's no limitations. There's no protections. Like, your body's, whatever happens, happens. Unless you're going to walk around in bubble wrap, or you're going to walk around in one of those big hamster balls where they the inflatable hamster ball, and roll yourself around like a damn fool. But other than that, fam, whatever happens, happens. Whether it's today, tomorrow, the next week, the week after, I don't know. Okay, that lightning was really close to the door, to my window. I don't like that. But, yeah, man, I don't know. I just think that more reps, more real live reps would help these guys not get injured and help the play be a little better week one. Because it's like most of these guys are still mentally and physically in the goddamn preseason. You look at it. It looks like, oh my goodness, it's week four of the preseason. Week one next week. Like, that's what it looked like. Like maybe this week, week two, guys will look better. Maybe. But if not, maybe week three. You know? That's the way I'm looking at it. That's the way I'm looking at it. But you know, you know who didn't look like they were stuck in the preseason? The Green Bay Packers. You know why? Because ain't nothing changed, man. Ain't a damn thing changed. I told y'all I couldn't wait. I told y'all I could not wait. Because ain't a damn... Where my joint at, yo? Where my joint? RIP Takeoff, man. What? Come on, man. Yeah. 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 Ain't nothing changed but the change. When your head like a bang. All double R's, no range. Big Stan came with a name. Got all eyes on my game. 100,000 kiss the rain. Foreign exchange to chain. Foreign exchange to change. Run it up, that's it. Whole tick, whole tick. Don't mind if I do it, I get it. Love my brothers, I split it. Mind your business, cause I got some guns they hidden. Drop out the bando, chopping the chickens, and now I'm on the top of the city. Designer mismatching, yeah. The money do backflips. Off the mattress, off my glasses. Up the status, now she looking like an actress, yeah. It's been go back, now we gon' fuck up magic, yeah. Hey, ain't nothing changed but the chains, man. Fam, I told y'all Saturday, I told y'all last week, I could not wait until Sunday 4:25 in Chicago, because all off season I had to listen and to the media. I had to read tweets from Bears fans talking about, oh my God, Rodgers is gone, it's over, Jordan Love's gonna be trash, they gotta suffer. You dealt with 30 years of good quarterbacks. Now it's time for y'all to feel what we feel. No. No. We will not feel that. We won't. I'm watching NFL game day morning. Oh, yeah. Welcome back, Michael Irvin. Thank you. I'm so glad that they got that together. I'm watching NFL game day morning. Mooch, Kurt, Gerald McCoy, Mike, Rich. Everybody picked the Bears. No lone wolf. I said, okay, that's fine. What the hell happened at 4:25, y'all? That first half, eh. Second half, they turned it up. Because Matt LaFleur, he had to realize, hey, I have Aaron Jones in the backfield. I am so tired of seeing him trying to use A.J. Dillon in that role. Fam, A.J. Dillon sucks. Aaron Jones is the guy. He is a receiving back. He's a running back that can play wide receiver. He can do it all. He's a Swiss Army knife. Use him. Run the offense through him, and the rest will follow. No Christian Watson. Romeo Dobbs, 2 touchdowns. I knew it was going to be a good day when it was 3rd and 1, and I actually saw Jaire Alexander in the view of the camera. because he's usually 30 yards off the ball. But this defense, they played like they said they were going to play. It was different. Quay Walker, what an interception and a pick six to the crib. Still don't understand how he did that. The line, Van Ness, the rookie, the front was on his ass. Now, first half, they weren't really getting him. They were getting back there, but letting him escape. Second half, they locked that ass down. Defense came to play. Offense came to play. Without Christian Watson. Matt LaFleur coached a hell of a game. I told y'all, man, it's just different now. It's different with Rodgers gone. Now you got a young quarterback in this offense, this young offense. He's spreading the ball around. Everybody's getting the ball. He looked good, bro. He looked poised. He never lost his confidence. And on third down, he was a killer. I felt like every third down, it was a completion, a big chunk completion for a first down. He was a dog out there. That's what I like to see, J Love. Keep it up, man. Keep it up. But fam, Bears fans, welcome to hell. Welcome to more hell. In Chicago, we still own you. Nothing has changed. Feel that. The 49ers, I saw, they are going to be a force to be reckoned with. And Brandon Ayuk is the number one receiver on that team. I love Debo, but Brandon Ayuk is that guy. And unfortunately, he was on my bench this past week. If he would have started, I would have been the highest scoring team in week one. But I was only off by 4 points, so it's all good. But yeah, the 49ers, Brock Purdy, he's back. He's picking up where he left off, unfortunately, with the injury. But he's back. What else did I see that was good week one, man? The Jets, to win that game that way was wild. Somebody mentioned this on Twitter. The Bills cried for those overtime rules to get changed, and since then they're 0-5 in overtime. And what the hell was Josh Allen out there doing, man? I saw some balls he threw. He was looking like 2018 Josh Allen. I don't know, man. And I like Josh. I give Josh a lot of credit. I do. And I don't know, fam. That didn't look good on Monday night. Just a lot of questionable decision making. I mean, and he knows that. He took the L. He admitted that, you know, he was a big part of the loss. And I respect him taking a load like that on the shoulders. But, like, you don't have a choice, fam. You the franchise. You the man. You got to step up. You know what I mean? What else did we see week one? Yeah, the Browns bullied Burrow and them boys. That was horrible. The Titans got to do something about that quarterback, bro. Ryan Tannehill, he is trash, brother. And it's, I can't believe that DeAndre Hopkins really said, you know what, I want to go play with Ryan Tannehill. Like, of all places you could have went. That's nasty, bro. The King's still the king, though. I don't know if y'all saw the King. He was out there moving. You know what I mean? But, yeah, damn, brother. I don't know. It looks like Tyler Allgeier is still very much alive down there in Atlanta, even with Bijan. I think they're going to be a nice 1-2 punch. So, Tyler Allgeier fantasy managers, do not fret. We're good. But, y'all, that's dead this Sunday, though. Go, Pat, go. what else did we see this week, man? It was nice to see Odell get a catch. I was worried he wasn't around. Has anybody seen Dallas Goedert? Because I don't know if he made the trip to New England. Because I didn't see him register anything on the fantasy tip. So if anybody's seen Dallas Goedert, tell him I am looking for him. The Rams. I don't know who the hell Matt Stafford was out there throwing the ball to, but keep throwing it to him. I did not think he was going to beat the Seahawks. Wow. That was big. That was big. And I had a Seahawks fan in my DM dripping. So I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe you count down to an L. Who lost? Not me. That's tough. What else did we see week one, man, before I get y'all out of here, bro? Any more highlights from week one? Trying to make sure I'm visualizing it. So I watched all the games except for I fell asleep Monday night. But I'm visualizing everything I saw right now on the Sunday ticket. I don't think I missed anything. I don't think I missed nothing. Oh, Tua and Herbert. What a battle, bro. What a battle. Tyreek Hill. Best receiver in football, I fear. I don't know. Oh, the Broncos lost. Yeah, that happened. See, her husband was playing good, but Jimmy G said, I hold my beer. Yeah, bro, the Chargers and Dolphins, what a game. I did not understand those last two sacks that the Chargers gave up. It was like the line was just like, yo, I'm tired. I'm ready to go home. That was wild. But I know J.C. Jackson he had a dumb penalty earlier in that game. And, yeah, that ended up being like the difference maker. So, that's tough. Other than that, man, the Eagles, I don't know. They were in a dog fight with the Pats. They didn't look too Super Bowl-ish. I don't know. But yeah, man, listen, I'm excited. Football is back. I'll talk to you guys on Saturday. I don't want to hold y'all up, man. I'm about to get y'all up out of here, play some good tunage to get up out of here. Matter of fact, we're going to keep on going when ain't nothing changed. Because ain't nothing changed but the chain. Come on, man. Listen, thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you continue to like, retweet, all that good stuff, repost. Thank you guys for your continued support. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll talk to you guys on Saturday. And for the 217th time, I'm Eric Lyons, and you have just been electrified. Don't need no money counter, cause I think my fingers count the fastest. No, I'm not Bruce Wayne, but I keep the fire like a dragon. Stacking up loose change and I turn it to a mansion. Boarding a new plane, one phone call when we landing. Know the crew came from the north side of the planet. She see the new chain, she gon' jump right out of her panties. Jump out.